Full Cast Audio presents The Rolling Stones by Robert A. Heinlein.
One. The Unheavenly Twins. The two brothers stood looking the old wreck over.
Junk,
decided Castor.
Not junk,
objected Pollux.
A jalopy, granted. A heap any way you look at it. A clunker, possibly. But not junk.
You're an optimist, Junior.
Both boys were 15. Castor was 20 minutes older than his brother.
I'm a believer, Grandpa. And you had better be, too. Let me point out that we don't have money enough for anything better. Scared to gun it?
Castor stared up the side of the ship.
Not at all, because that thing will never again rise high enough to crash. We want a ship that will take us out to the asteroids, right? This superannuated pogo stick wouldn't even take us to Earth. It will when I get through hopping it up, with your thumb-fingered help. Let's look through it and see what it needs.
Castor glanced at the sky.
It's getting late.
He looked not at the sun making long shadows on the lunar plain, but at Earth, reading the time from the sunrise line now moving across the Pacific.
Look, Grandpa, are we buying a ship or are we getting to supper on time?
Castor shrugged.
As you say, Junior.
He lowered his antenna, then started swarming up the rope ladder left there for the accommodation of prospective customers. He used his hands only, and despite his cumbersome vacuum suit, his movements were easy and graceful. Pollux swarmed after him. Castor cheered up a bit.